There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your Kansas City Chiefs are victorious. They win their eighth game of the year and still have no loss. They've won 14 straight games, and they've yet to allow 30 points since the Philadelphia Eagles in 2 years ago.
That's
Super
right.
Bowl.
Long time ago. Like since Daniel Jones last led a touchdown drive, right?
I mean, they're doing it with a veteran now in DeAndre Hopkins, a washed Travis Kelce.
Yep.
A washed Kareem Hunt.
A washed Patrick Mahomes, apparently.
Justin Watson, yeah.
Watson!
Your yes! mom's got a good idea, Mac, about what we should do.
Yeah, she just texted me. She was like, you guys should make it like a stocking stuffer, like the easy button, but it's the Watson, yeah, and then use the proceeds to fund that high school.
How do we create that button?
I know, that's a good question.
Oh, thank you.
913-586-7965. How can we create a Watson, yeah button?
And then people can just have it in their cars and just drive up to somebody and hit the button.
Yes!
That'd be great.
Put it on your, I love it. Put it on your count on your like ottoman during Chiefs games. Every time you catch it, you just do that.
Yeah, you just hit it.
Yes! Yeah,
people would like that, right?
That'd be great
because everybody does it now. I'm surprised Mitch hasn't done it during the game yet.
Yeah, we have a text right now that says Bink knows football.
Damn right.
Yeah, he does. He's out here fighting the good fight on Twitter for everybody. I'm telling you that.
Dude, I'm here for it.
After a Chiefs win, there's nothing better than Jay Binkley going back into the mentions and just destroying people. Now, I can't say I didn't do a little bit of that yesterday as well.
We all did.
I mean, ESPN yesterday was now declaring Cincinnati the team, right? That's going to beat them. And I'm like, last week it was the Ravens.
I mean, it's awesome.
It's unbelievable. Like people are in meltdown mode right now, and they just don't know what to do when it comes to this football team. Like they just can't wrap their arms around it. And we're right at the cusp of people just embracing this for what it is, and that is utter sheer dominance over the rest of the NFL. But we're not quite there yet. We're still trying to find ways to make it difficult or to say that they're not the best or this, that, and the other thing. And they just continue to win games. And I think probably by the time we reach Thanksgiving, we're just going to see everybody just throw their arms up and just admit there's nobody beating this team.
No doubt.
Nobody's taking down the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they got Buffalo in a couple weeks. That'll be a tough test. And then the final two on the schedule will be Houston and Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Where's Houston going to be at that point in time, right? They're licking their wounds a little bit coming off a bye week and whatnot.
They get their guy back this week. They get Nico back.
Yeah.
So it'll be... tough Tuesdays. That's what we do here on a Tuesday with head coaches who are struggling.
Big time. I think Robert Saleh gets fired
in Green Bay. Dennis Allen got fired yesterday at about 8:45 in the morning, our time. So a guy who's been on Tough Tuesdays list in the past no longer has to worry about it. I think Todd Bowles is on a Tough Tuesday list, and here's why. You let your team bounce and march and stomp on a leg on a logo, no discipline, and you really didn't do anything defensively. And isn't he a defensive minded guy?
Yes.
And he did not do anything defensively to stop any adjustment, did not kind of get in the huddle. I mean, you're a head coach, man. If your defensive coordinator is not getting the job done, I mean, their offensive coordinator is going to be a head coach someday. They were showing his numbers and his like sort of
Liam
rapport.
Cohen, yeah.
Did you see that guy's career arc? Rams, Kentucky, yeah. Tampa.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. Sean McVay's like, okay, fine, come back. Okay, yeah. Kentucky. Okay, fine, come back.
Yeah. McVay's like, I think you need to go on your own. Actually, hang on.
Yeah.
Go on your own. Actually, I think I need you to talk to Matthew Stafford because he's hurt and we need to get somebody going. But Todd Bowles, man, 4-5 now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're missing their top two targets in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. That's fine, but zero control of your team. You let your team go out there, and I know people are going to be people and guys are going to be guys, but you can't allow that to happen. You just can't do that. My other tough Tuesday is Mike McDaniel in Miami. That to me is getting stale and stale and stale more and more every week.
It's like the stale heel of the bread.
Yeah, I mean it's legitimately, man. It's not good for him in Miami. So I look at that as a big issue. And then Mike McCarthy, man, look, Jerry Jones just needed an excuse to fire somebody midseason. He said he's not going to address it. He tried to fire a guy on a radio show, asking if they were going to do coaching change midseason. Look, Saleh got fired midseason. Dennis Allen gets fired midseason. It's like, oh, what it reminds me of is Jerry Jones is the kid in the class of the test where he's finished his test, but I'm not going to be the first one to get up and turn it in. I'm going to wait for a couple guys to turn theirs in, and then I'll turn my test in.
Yeah.
Now I'll go fire Mike McCarthy because I don't know if you've seen Dallas' schedule the next 4 weeks. Tough, dude.
Is it?
Oh, it's tough. It's like Buffalo, Houston, Washington, Philadelphia.
They got the Giants on there Thanksgiving Day.
Well, they play Philadelphia next week.
Yeah.
Then they play Houston on Monday Night Football.
Then it's the Giants on Thanksgiving. Or no, then it's another team, and then it's Thanksgiving.
And then they play Washington.
Oh, yeah.
So they could be six games under 500.
Do you know there are two teams in the NFL who have yet to win a home game this year? Do you know who those two teams are in the
Dallas?
NFL? Dallas is one of them.
And the Giants.
And the Giants. Yep. You're absolutely right. Dallas and the Giants are the only two teams in the NFL that have not won a home game this year.
Those are my two biggest tough Tuesdays or three, I guess. Mike McCarthy, Todd Bowles, and Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I don't understand what firing a coach midseason does. You know, nobody gets a bump from that, right? Like, you're a bad team. You're 2-7.
Well, it takes the Band-Aid off. Like, but
it also sends a message that this season's over. So if you're a player or somebody like that, you're starting to, you know, focus on you more than the team, right? New Orleans is about to quit. Yeah, oh,
like,
God, yeah.
Cam Jordan didn't even go to the locker room. Derek Carr had to go get him.
Yeah, it had to be done. Yeah. It had to be done. But, like, the Robert Saleh one, did that really need to be done?
And no, that was Aaron.
Exactly. So that was Aaron trying to get his way. So Saleh, Dennis Allen gone. Mike McDonald, I'm with you on that
one.
Isn't that his name? Mike McDonald in
Miami?
Mike
McDaniel, yeah. Mike McDonald's in Seattle.
Oh, Seattle. Okay, yeah, Mike McDaniel. Whatever.
I thought Mike McDonald was the guy that sang the...
He is that
guy. I'm gonna be there.
Yeah, Michael McDonald, yes. Former member of...
Ronald.
What the hell was the name of that band? Why am I drawing a blank now?
The Golden Arches?
The Doobie Brothers. Oh. The Doobie Brothers, yeah. Like, Antonio Pierce is going to be fired, I believe, at the end of this season.
Well, yeah, because he just fired the entire
offensive staff.
And made him do it.
Who's doing the offense now? Like, that's the question. Okay, you fired the entire staff on offense. Who's calling the plays? Mm-hmm. Who's putting the game plan together? So that whole thing is a mess out there. That Kevin Stefanik is probably going to be getting his walking papers in Cleveland, ooh, I would imagine, right about now, because they're a mess at 2-7. They had that bump, you know, with Jameis Winston. We all knew was a glorified, oh, here I am, I've arrived, I'm going to play my
Has
one game.
The year twice, one yeah, of last year, and then 3 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, two of the last 3 years, I believe.
How's that working out
for you, Stefanik? Like, so that guy's going to be looking for his new job, and then I'm with you as well, Mike McCarthy. I think he does make it to the end of the season, but I think it's time to move on from that guy now.
If he makes it to the end of the season, it's because there's some sort of contract thing where, like, if he doesn't get fired, he doesn't get as much money. Like, if you fire him, I think he'd get, like,
you got to pay the guy, right? Like, right. Coaches get their fully guaranteed contract, so you might as well have the guy work for his money.
That's why this is a terrific Tuesday for Dennis Allen. Because he's got a couple years left on his deal. He's getting
paid.
Does he have a couple years left?
Good for him, man.
Yeah, exactly. Terrific Tuesday for Dennis Allen.
Kling texted me yesterday. He goes, what is the Dennis Allen era going to be remembered for? To me, I was like, who?
I can tell you what it'll be. His era will be remembered for. It'll be when Jameis Winston said, I'm not going to listen to my coach, and we're not going to kneel it. We're going to actually score a touchdown.
Probably right. Do you know Dennis Allen has been the head coach of two NFL teams?
Yeah, no. I didn't even know he was a coach this year until he got fired.
Right. But that guy's been the head coach of the Raiders and of the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, that's right. Mac, you got a tough Tuesday?
I mean, yeah, I would just pile on with the Todd Bowles thing. I was talking about him yesterday. Yeah, I think this is a bad coach, makes bad decisions. Yeah, your strength is defense. You've got Josh Hayes. Who is that? That's their worst cornerback. I did not know who that guy was guarding DeAndre Hopkins one-on-one on his first touchdown.
They just didn't adjust.
No, not the whole game.
It was raining.
It looked like a Bob Sutton ran defense.
Yeah, kind of, but, you know.
Like, we should probably do something about this number 8 and 87 guy. Nah, yeah, don't get tired.
And then they show him the sidelines just squinting, looking confused. That would tick me off if I was a Bucks fan. I'd be like, come on, do something.
Yeah, it does. It makes you mad when you see that kind of look. But also, it was raining.
I get it. Yeah, raining for sure. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know whose eyes were more open last night, Bowles or Dusty Likens.
I mean, Bowles was like that. The whole night was just bad.
He's like that. Like, all
just
the time.
A bad head coaching experience.
I'm just like, I just don't know if I could play for a guy like that. Like, he just doesn't, like, if he comes in the locker room, he's like, all right, guys, let's have a good time. I'd be like, I'm sorry.
Like, one of my best friends is a Bucks fan, and he wants him gone.
I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of people do.
Who they want?
It's a good question.
Remember that song? Who they want? Flip.
No idea.
No? Lil Flip from Houston?
Lil Flip?
Yeah. Lil Flip. You don't remember Lil Flip from Houston, from H-Town?
Yeah, he's with David Banner.
Why do they call Houston H-Town? Like, where does that even come from?
Well, they call this KC.
Again, where do these things come from?
Kansas City.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.